On Instacart, I can shop a huge selection of pet supplies, from that one brush that scratches him just right, to that extra comfy bed he can't wait to flop down in. And I get everything delivered right to my door in as fast as 1 hour. Okay, settle down. I know it's here. Yes, very exciting. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get a free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fix 5. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm happy to be coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuning in all over North America live on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. All my people in Houston, New Orleans, Miami, Charlotte, Baltimore, D.C., New York. What up, WEEI up in Boston? Everybody in, I don't know, Iowa, Chicago, Wisconsin, Kansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, Kansas City, Colorado, Las Vegas, Arizona, San Diego, what's up, San Diego? Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, Toronto, Honolulu, Anchorage. Shout outs to everybody listening overseas on the Armed Forces Network. Shout outs to people tuning in on SiriusXM channel 158. Much love to everybody tuning in on the free Odyssey app. Yeah, we are everywhere. I'm not like, I don't know. Who's everywhere? Is Santa Claus everywhere?
Stephen A. Smith?
Who?
Stephen A. Smith?
He's everywhere?
Oh, he likes to be.
Yeah, he wants to have a, he wants to be like Jay Leno.
Ryan Seacrest, he seems to be everywhere.
Oh, Ryan Seacrest, yeah. Thank you for bringing us the Kardashians, Mr. Seacrest.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so, well, they're everywhere, too.
You know what else is everywhere?
A lot of things.
Yeah, the stuff that you step on outside in the street by mistake.
Oh, listen, major cities especially. Dog owners couldn't care less about cleaning up that stuff.
Somebody else is going to do it, right?
Exactly.
There you go. Well, yeah, I'm like that, too. I'm spread out all over the damn place. I'll be here with you for one more hour. Have fun. Enjoy it. I'm going to be gone the rest of the week. I'll catch you on Monday night, Monday Night Football. That's when I'll be back. And so, yeah, we pulling up on Thanksgiving. No, Shep, I'm wrong, right? This ain't the night before Thanksgiving, is it? No, right? That's tomorrow.
Well, technically, we're in Wednesday on the East Coast.
Right.
So this is the morning before Thanksgiving. It's not the night before Thanksgiving, correct?
Oh, here we go. But, is it two nights away from Thanksgiving or is it one night?
One more night. Well,
right?
I'm not to be so meticulous about this, but again, we're in the morning on Wednesday at this point. So we are one day removed from Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving Eve, technically, for those of us in obviously the States, not Canada.
Everybody in the Midwest and the East Coast, right?
Yes. If you're Central or Eastern time, it is Thanksgiving tomorrow, which is crazy. I can't believe how fast this year has gone by.
That we're in Thanksgiving?
It's unbelievable. It feels like yesterday. It just became 2023.
I couldn't tell you what I did for New Year's, bro. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't know. I'm thinking good.
I don't
you know what?
Do you know what you did for New Year's?
Yeah, I was hosting for you.
You were here New Year's?
Yeah, I was. And then the day after that was DeMar Hamlin.
Oh, my God. Was it the day after? That was Monday Night Football,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
But I didn't come back until, what, Tuesday?
You were here Tuesday, yeah.
So New Year, no, so then you weren't here for me. That was a Sunday night.
Well, yes, but correct. But I was basically prepping to do you. So I hosted Sunday night, hosted Monday, which was the second, you're right, But for New Year's, I was still hosting, though. It wasn't for you, but
so
I was hosting, yes.
What happens? The clock strikes 12, and then you're in, what do you do? Does it say Happy New Year?
Yeah, man. I mean,
do you say it two more times?
That's a tradition. I'm the sucker that hosts the last show every single time the year ends at CBS Sports Radio. So, yeah, I say it happy.
Twice.
Yeah, well, I say Happy New Year's to those on the East Coast. And then at 1 o'clock, I say Happy New Year's to those in Central. And then right when we're about to get to 2 o'clock, I say Happy New Year's to those that live Mountain Time.
Do you just talk to drunk people?
No, like I'm like JR, like you've hosted, I mean, every Friday here for 4 years. Like, you know how intelligent.
Drunks.
I don't know about that. We may have a couple that slip in, but
somebody asked me where the repo man was the other day. I said, I don't know.
He's yeah.
Snatching up cars. Yeah, well, that he got snatched up himself.
David in Detroit, our boy. Yeah. We have, I mean, the cool thing, and I think this is a misconception some people have. You don't have it. I know you know the demographics. I think some people are coming around on this. The most educated, highly educated audience when it comes to any kind of medium is those that listen to talk radio.
So, yeah, but the ones who call on Friday are drunk.
A couple of them. Not most.
You should do.
Not most
listen,
of them.
Man, if I sat here, not that I'm telling you what you should do. You
right.
Do what you want.
Right.
If I was sitting here and it was New Year's.
Yeah.
I'd be spending 2 hours just recapping crazy stuff from the year.
Yeah. Yep.
And then I'd spend 2 more hours letting drunk people talk. That's it.
Well, I'm obviously hosting Friday.
This week?
Well, yeah, Thursday, Friday. Yeah.
A lot of people in the car, man.
I know, man.
Leaving grandma's house.
I know.
People getting ready to be divorced.
Hey, thank
couples
you.
Couples breaking up.
Listen, man.
This is the time of year, man.
I appreciate you allowing me to do that, your top six on Friday, because I feel like it's such a staple here on CBS Sports Radio for us not to do it in any given week is just not right.
You should do a top six list. Top six reasons to break up over the holidays. Do
that's
it.
That's a JR. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a real.
Is do
that?
It.
Yeah.
Do it.
Top six reasons to break up over a holiday.
Yeah. You need some suggestions.
Oh no. I listen.
You don't have to buy gifts. You save money. You don't have to buy gifts.
Oh, okay. So not the top six reasons that cause breakups. You're saying the top six reasons we should break up over the holidays. Or before
do
the holidays.
Do either or, man. Do
okay.
Either or.
See, I was going to do the traditional, what I'm, you, I mean, you kind of did it last week.
What you thankful for?
Yeah, but I want to hone in on an athlete and or coach.
Things, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you want to apply breakups to sports.
You know what? No, because that's your idea.
What?
You should have that in 2024 when the Patriots and Belichick inevitably break up. And then you should have the top six breakups in sports.
Man,
in the last,
I ain't
like, 20.
Waiting that long. Okay. If you don't do it this week, when okay. I come back in a couple of weeks okay. before Christmas, I'm going to do top six reasons to break up before Christmas, okay?
And it has your name all over it, JR. That sounds good.
Yeah. I got all the reasons to break up. You save yourself time. You save yourself money. You save yourself stress. Those are three reasons right there.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah, this guy knows about it. I don't know what he wants. Let's pick somebody randomly.
Oh, by the way, I think if you give me 20 seconds, let me try to screen this guy quickly. You'll see what I'm talking about.
Oh, you got the repo man? Okay, let me get to Joe from North Carolina. Hey, Joe, are you married or something like that?
What, am I married?
Yeah. Joe from North Carolina, that's you, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm chilling.
What do you do for the holidays? Anything?
Man, I do what I can. It's usually a lot of work, but
okay.
You know, I am recently separated, so that was just trying.
Yeah, you know about saving money. You're gonna save a lot of money, man. Congratulations.
I have saved a ton of money, JR.
Hell yeah. High five to you from North Carolina, man. Yeah. Good for you. Well, what else you got? Yes. What else is on your mind?
Yes, sir. Well, what I was thinking about is a little bit of the parody of the NFL, which you were talking about the offense, right?
Yeah.
So you think several weeks back we had the Dolphins putting up those 70 points.
Yeah.
Kind of historic, right? Against the Broncos, it was that 70-20 game, 90 points total. And then all of a sudden, we got this Super Bowl rematch last night. And what'd they put up? A total of, what was it, 38?
It was 17, what was it, 21-17, I think?
21-17, so they put up a total of 38. I mean, not a big number. I'm sure in the betting circles, it went under, you know, for that game. So it's a little bit of back and forth and back and forth with that. But I get what you're saying there. You know, the offense is sexy, the passing yards, the passing touchdowns, the quarterbacks. But this year, Mahomes, I mean, he's still Patrick Mahomes. He's still the best quarterback in the league, yeah, I would say.
He is, yes.
Yeah. However.
What's your point? I'm trying to understand, Joe. Help me.
Point being, where's the receivers in Kansas City?
Yeah, the receivers. We talked about that last night. He's making a lot of money. He's making $30 million a year in Miami. It's Tyreek Hill. There he is.
Oh, yeah. He's gone.
That's where he is. That's the difference, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the big difference. I'm not just talking about in Kansas City. I'm not just talking about with the Chiefs. I'm talking about league wide. Certain players make these quarterbacks a bit better, elevate that offense.
Yeah.
And there's only a certain amount of them in the league. You know.
Yeah.
With that long ball.
Oh, my God.
So, where are we in the NFL? I mean, you had the Steelers-Browns game only putting up 23 in that dumpfire of an offensive game. 23 total points in that game.
Oh, yeah, we can add. Yeah, I get it, Joe. I don't think I understand, but I get it, I think.
I was just looking. I was looking at the parity of the entire league.
Here's what we have. We got a bunch of good teams. We got a lot of ass teams, and so there's a gap and there's a chasm there. It's like there's a lot of. And thank you, Joe, for calling from North Carolina. We got a wide chasm between the good teams and the teams that are absolute garbage. And the teams that are absolute garbage, I feel like there are more of them than we normally would see. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, it's the Repo Man. Here he is. David from Detroit. Everybody keeps asking about this guy like he's a celebrity. Hey, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Yo. What's up, JR? Happy Thanksgiving. It's your boy.
The Repo Man. Here we go. Hey, how many... This got to be like a gold mine for you over the holidays, right? You take joy in just snatching people's cars up?
No, I don't take joy in it. But, you know, it pays the bills.
Okay. So around this time of year, with Thanksgiving, I know people are, you know, there's a lot of people traveling on the roads. They're going to grandma's house and family and such. Do you take more cars over the holidays? Like, what happens?
When it's the holidays, it's kind of my holiday too, so I take a rest. I'm really not out and about because I know people are gone, so I really don't want to waste my time. It's like a week after, then it gets going.
So after Thanksgiving, you get back to taking cars?
Oh, yeah. We on it.
So what are you doing tonight? You out here repossessing cars tonight?
Yep. I'm out here tonight. Nothing yet, but I saw about five of them, so I'm just clearing my area, making sure
I ain't missing nothing. Wait. You have repossessed five cars tonight?
No, I saw five cars that's ready to go with a bow tie on them. I'm just clearing the area just in case, you know, there's more out there before I, you know, call it for a day.
So I'm
going to go for 10.
Your goal is to repossess 10 cars before the sun comes up.
It's not going to happen, but that's the goal. It's not going to happen, though.
Oh,
but that's the goal. I want to spot 10, and if I'm feeling it, I'll do it. I do it.
Do you run around with like a Hamburglar mask when you do this? Like, or people see your face?
You know, when the pandemic first happened, I did rock the mask for a little bit. But then I'm like, don't nobody want to see me outside of their house with a mask on. Let me stop. I'm in Detroit. Let me stop it right now.
Nobody want to see you at all, man.
No. I want to talk about that Tom Brady thing. You feel me?
Go for it.
I do agree with Tom Brady. But I feel like he's a little hypocritical because Tom Brady was the reason why we can't hit quarterbacks the way we hit them nowadays. We can't go below the knee. We got to roll off of them. We got to do all that. I remember he was talking mess about all of that stuff, and he was the reason why we went there.
What is he going to say while he's playing? Hit me? Like, he not going to say that while he's playing.
I mean, I get it. He don't play now, but still, he should have been like, oh, yeah, let me just not talk about this right here because, you know, I was the reason why.
Okay. I hear your GPS in the back.
Oh, yeah. We moving. We looking.
Okay. Let me tell you, David, I get more requests about you than anybody. People call and message me and go, hey, where's the repo man? Here you are. You have anything to say to your adoring public?
The repo man is here. And if you want to check me out on YouTube, I'm getting it together. I'm getting it together real nice. I got some crazy stuff that's about to come off. So it's coming soon. David Space, a.k.a. Vegas Repo Man on YouTube. I got some crazy stuff that's about to hit. You're about to be like, wow.
Wait. You're about to put your repossession videos on YouTube?
There's a couple of them already on there, but I got some stuff that's coming
up. Is that legal? You could do that?
Look, I can't show nobody's faces. I can't tell no names. So if you kind of see like those faces in people's repo videos, they probably a little fake. That's a big lawsuit, but I can't give out no personal information. But, they up there. I'm blurring faces. I'm going the whole shebang.
David, thank you for joining us. Call more frequently so people don't ask me for you, okay?
All right. Don't kill me too much, Dave. Don't kill me too much.
I will not.
All right.
Y'all. Have a good holiday. Thank you for giving everybody a break, man, okay? We want people to get home for the holidays. We don't want you repossessing the car that they ain't paid for.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Ripple, man.
All right, man. Peace.
All right, thank you, David. Hey, Shep, he took it to another level, man.
10, that's ambitious.
No, not the cars. Oh. He's starting a whole YouTube channel.
The channel.
I'm going to look it up, too. What did he say, David?
I don't remember at this point.
Well, I'm going to find it. Yeah. I don't know if I want to repeat it on the air yet. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it first. You going to say anything positive, Shep? Go for it. He said not to say anything too negative.
No, I mean, listen, the man's got to make a living. Unfortunately, it's at the expense of other people trying to make a living. So
I appreciate the fact he said, I ain't taking cars for Thanksgiving. That's nice, right?
Yeah. I mean, and here's the thing. Like, when you listen to him speak, he's an upbeat, positive, friendly human being. And when you think about what he does for a living, it's like he works for the IRS, except it's even worse. So it kind of doesn't go with his personality.
Is the repo man worse than the IRS?
They're both pretty putrid. But David's a good guy, though. So I think he can be doing something else in terms of making a living for himself and his family. But
that's just
my opinion. No, I'm telling him now. I'm sure he's listening. Like, the guy's a well-spoken. He's a well-spoken man. He's got ambition. He's got dedication. I think he can be doing something else for a living instead of making other people's lives
repo
harder.
Man street fight with car owner.
Oh, jeez.
This is not David.
Yeah.
I need to find his page.
Yeah, I know you
do. I'm going to find it. Anyway, thank you to David the Repo Man for calling. Now about 20 people will leave me alone asking me for him, okay? Interesting stuff. 855-212-4CBS. This 855-212-4CBS. Hey, I'm going to take a break. And when I come back on the other side, I'm actually going to talk about some of the football that's going to take place on Thanksgiving. I'm going to get to your calls as well. Hey, it's my last show before I'm out of here for Thanksgiving. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Of course, I'd like to say thank you so much, man. I'm going through a lot of life-threatening health issues the last 2 years, and I always closed out my night listening to you called a couple of times, so I just want to say thank you again for being on the radio and keeping me entertained.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I got to say this, so I'm going to say it. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. How about we go to this dude? It's real simple. The Dallas Cowboys just beat the living hell out of the New York Giants 49-17. It was a beatdown. And the player, defensive player, Deron Bland. This man tied an NFL record with his fourth pick six of the season. He tied an NFL record for the most pick sixes in a season with number four. Oh, excuse me, I'm going back in time. That was against the Panthers, not the Giants. The Cowboys whooped that ass too, 33-10. Cowboys just spanking everybody. They're going to have an opportunity on Thursday, Thanksgiving, to spank the Commanders in front of America. It's likely that it'll happen. Can't wait for that one. It's normal, right? You sit down, you watch the Lions. You sit down, you watch the Cowboys. And they've even given us an extra game. Now we got the Seahawks going out there and taking on the Niners. I'm looking forward to the Lions. I'm glad that they're actually a good team right now. Hopefully the Packers give them a good game. And Dan Campbell, who always is a great quote, he's ready to play on Thanksgiving. Listen to Dan Campbell.
I still think it really, it's something special. I do. I believe that. And the Detroit Lions have been, you know, it's Detroit and Dallas, and it's always been known for that. I know they got the late game now, but I do think it's special, and it's a privilege to be able to play on Thanksgiving Day.
Dan Campbell looks like the dude who'd eat that, what's that thing that John Madden used to serve, or turducken?
Turducken.
Oh, what is that, a turkey, a duck, and a chicken? Who came up with this Frankenstein bird, man? That's sounds dry. That's what it sounds like. 855-212-4CBS. Dre is calling from Central Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, man. What's up?
Oh, I'm over here at the gym hanging and banging.
Oh, be careful.
You know what? This old man needs to be careful. My EC joint's killing me, but, you know,
take it easy on the weights. Why are you lifting so much?
Man, I just turned 60, man. I can't, you know, got these kids coming up. You know, I got to show them who's boss still.
Well, maybe you need to stay home. I'm just saying, if you got to worry about kids whooping your ass, then stay home.
Oh, no. Just not whipping my ass, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Just coming up and trying to show the old man, you know, that they're gaining on me.
All right, well, listen, man, them kids are going to be long. Well, never mind. What do you got to say about some football?
Okay, Niners in Seattle.
Yeah.
I'm a big Niner fan. I'm not overconfident. They always have problems up north. Seattle's got our number a lot. I was surprised we swept them last year. Actually, we beat them three times. But the Niners interior, Banks and Buford, are not going to play. And I'm scared right there.
If you want to find any type of solace, Aaron Donald did half the work when he fell on Geno Smith the other day, okay?
Was Geno going to play? And I know Kenneth Walker went out early in the first quarter.
Correct.
I'm not sure if he's going to play either.
Yeah, well, Pete Carroll actually gave an update on him, and Pete Carroll said Geno is going to be out. He's going to be participating. Man, I wouldn't be worried about the 49ers. It's still early enough in the season that they can go out there and get themselves together. And so how about this? I want you to listen to Kyle Shanahan. He was talking about everybody going up north, in particular Brock Purdy. Take a listen to this, Dre.
He's been to some loud places too, but Seattle is always right there as the loudest, if not tied for it. And you can always tell people how loud it is, but they don't know until they go there. And he went there, so he knows what we're talking about. So I don't have to stress the importance of it to him. He's going to be doing it to our guys for these 2 days.
Yeah. Let's listen to Pete Carroll as well. Pete Carroll, Seattle Seahawks coach, talking about, you know, how they plan to stack up and fare against those Niners.
I like where we are. I like where we are. What we've done with coverage-wise and system-wise, this team really does check you out. They'll check out your scheme. And so we give them a lot of credit and have a lot of respect for them. But I feel like we're much farther along than we were, yeah.
Would you say coverage is the biggest jump in that regard or somewhere else maybe?
It's the connection of it all. But we're much cleaner coverage-wise, and we're much more consistent at the line of scrimmage than we were in our fits and all of that. We've cleaned it up and been, you know, very demanding of how precise we need to be in it, and it's worked out. You know, so we've had pretty good results there.
Hey, Dre, it's a long season, man. I wouldn't worry about no damn Seahawks, okay?
No, I'm just you know, bit worried that they might be looking past them, because the week after that is the game against Philly. That's going to be the game of the year for the Niners right there.
Hopefully Hassan Reddick doesn't meet Brock Purdy's elbow again, okay?
Hey, man, my man Brock, he is the man. What did you think about that perfect passer rating the other day?
What am I supposed to say? Perfect passer rating is bad? Of course. I think Brock Purdy is great. I think people need to show him some love. Hey, I got a more important question. Before you go in the gym, do you you use pre-workout?
I just made a protein shake. Back in the day, Chef used to blend me one up there on the – right there, your producer right there. Got much love for Champ. He's a great guy.
All right, well, but, thank you, Dre. Appreciate you, man.
I take me a protein shake before and after, and I appreciate you. Good show.
Thanks.
And you have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Dre. Thank you. Have a good workout. Chef, what is that man talking about? What?
So back in the day, Pharrell, we used to have this, like someone would say, like, pour me a shot, pour me a beer.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. You don't like that sound effect. I learned that early on.
Yeah, it sounds like a leak. Yeah, I don't like that. Don't play that ever.
I stopped doing it.
Yeah, thanks.
A while back, yes.
Oh, I thought you were like his dealer or something for a minute. He's like, Chef used to make me a powder. I'm like, what is he talking about?
Yeah, Jared, because the three or four jobs you and I have, I got time for a fifth.
Well, listen, man, everybody has to legitimize their work somehow, right?
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
Billy is here from Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Billy?
Hey, JR, are you really here in Atlanta?
I'm sitting on Peachtree Street. Yes, I am. Where do you think I am?
Well, I just heard you say you're in Atlanta. You know, we got a great radio station down here for sports.
Yeah, I've been saying that for 4 years, Billy. Where you been?
I know. I know, but I only listen to you late at night, and I love that older lady that drinks all the time that calls you in and cries about her football team, and you're so sweet to counsel her. I was just thinking about it.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know who I'm talking about.
I don't, but go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to come over to my house for Thanksgiving and watch some football?
Let's start here. What county do you live in?
Bartow.
I ain't driving out that way, man. Nah, hell no. Why don't you come to Peachtree Street? Come to Peachtree.
Well, I might do that. I mean, if you give me the address or anything, but I have a special menu every year for, you know, the Detroit Lions and the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving, you know, so I've got a special menu.
What's on the menu?
Well, this year we're having catnip soup and we're for the Lions, and we're having cotton candy for the Cowboys. You know, the cotton balls and floating.
Yeah, in Dallas. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not one for too much of the sweets, Billy. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to tell you, you have a great show.
Well, thanks, man. I'm trying.
I wanted to invite you.
Am I really here in Georgia? Like, what's I just left the Hawks game. Where am I at? Where do you think I am?
The Pacers beat them, didn't they?
Yeah, I left the game and the Hawks were winning, and I was like, by the time I get to the studio, they're going to be losing. And that's what happened.
Do you enjoy this sort of inner city tournament stuff? I don't know what it's all about.
In-season tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think the games have been good so far, and I think they're going to get better because we're getting closer to the knockout stage. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, good.
Hawks won't win anything. We're used to that.
I love your show, and happy Thanksgiving.
All right, have a good one out there. I ain't driving your house. You too far.
All right, bye-bye. All right.
Take care, bye. I ain't driving. You got to be close. I know we got people traveling miles in between states. I do not want to see an airport. I don't want to see a highway. I'm not looking at a byway. I'm not looking at an interstate. No siree. Uh-uh. And then the weather, Shep, the weather is crap up in New York, right? It's raining and stuff already?
It was raining, yes.
It was raining today here in Georgia. I think it's going to stop, man, but I think the East Coast is going to be wet, man. I ain't driving through nothing.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. I mean, L.A., I don't know if anyone's seen photos of L.A. I don't know if you've seen it, JR, but it is bumper to bumper for miles on miles. You're not moving in an L.A. highway right now. Right now. And it's Tuesday, you know, their time, it's 10:34.
Yeah, hell no, I don't, no, sir. I'm playing meteorologist right now. The storm front is, the East Coast is raining, depending on where you live right now.
Yeah, no, and the worst part about it is, I mean, it's like that 3 or 5 degree range above snow.
Oh, crap.
So it's that really cold rain. No one wants that. If it's going to be this cold, it might as well snow.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, everybody out there on the road, man, drive safe. Don't whoop nobody's ass. Don't have a road rage incident. Keep your eyes on the road. Don't drink and drive. Some JR wisdom, okay? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls before I roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, brother. Really love your show. I really appreciate all your work through the years. Got me through some really hard times.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yeah. I'm getting ready to roll out. You hear the Enter Sandman? Yeah, Mariano Rivera, the closer. Tonight's my last night. I'll be back on Monday night. I'm going to mind my business for the next bunch of days and mind my business some more. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, I'm going to sit down like everybody else. Sit down and watch football. Hope that the days go by slow. Catch up with family. Catch up with friends. Try to keep it slow motion. Emotions run high at this time of the year. Listen, people, don't get caught up. Don't fall for that old flame. Mind your business at the dinner table. Don't insult anybody. Don't punch anybody at the red light. And make sure you pay attention when you're driving in traffic. Don't rear end anybody. Just slow motion, people. Take it easy. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let me holler at you before I get out of here. Let's go to Richard from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, man. Sure. I listen to you guys, you and Shep, when I'm driving to chill out after a long day. Hey, man, I just wanted to weigh in on the question about an hour and a half ago about Tom Brady's opinions. You know, I more or less agree with him, but it's actually more like my opinion kind of coincides with his accidentally. I admire Brady, but kind of like the New York Yankees, I don't like him that much. But, you know, man, I guess what I'm trying to say is Brady, despite his greatness, is a gladiator, and the gladiator is never going to be the emperor, you know, and he's just part of a big machine. And we, as fans, I'm a lifelong sports fan, and if you can't roll with changes, you get grumpy like Bill Belichick, yeah? You know, and so much of the game changes. Not so much about the gladiators internally, but the expectations, the externals, the expansion and all those things. And, you know, if you're a purist, you're disappointed because the game, you know, like greater society, games tend to lean towards rewarding mediocrity by paying them a lot, you know.
Well, as long as people are eating it up and people are watching, that's really all that matters. And that's
man,
what they want
to
continue
that, right?
to do. Yeah. Doesn't matter about me, how I feel, or you, how you feel. It's the consensus. And, You know, it's leaning towards being healthy, at least for right now. So we'll see what it looks like a couple decades from now. Hey, Richard, man, enjoy the holiday, okay?
Hey, man. Thank you, brother. God bless.
No doubt. Shout outs to Richard for calling from Oregon. Let's go from Oregon to the other side of the country. Let's go to Massachusetts. It's Philly Mack. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jay, blessings, and hopefully you and your family have a wonderful and safe holiday season, you and Shep. Shep when I checked in like 25 minutes ago. You know, about a week and a half ago, you guys were talking about when you started the show, how many numbers of shows you've done.
How many
I had listened to it. The number of shows you have done since you started in 2000.
Yeah, 4 years of this. Yeah, 4 years.
4 years, yeah. I have listened to, brother, at least a half of them shows and more of the single nights with Shep when he carries his banner there on that night.
Yes.
And I don't call in a lot, but I listen a lot. You guys help me chill out, relax, get a perspective. It gets me out of all those things I deal with in my life. And I'm grateful for my friends and my family. Nice. And I met with the orthopedic surgeon today and the neurosurgeon. What? And MRI to do a contrast. I have titanium in my back.
Oh, my God.
They took out a disc and vertebrae, and I have 4 screws. And I have some arthritis, but there's also a little bit of a compressed nerve, but not a pinched nerve, and that was good news.
Crap.
So there's a process we're going to go through so I can be ready to go in January to the national semi-pro championship with my team, the Southern New England Admirals, representing the New England area.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm 61 years old, and I just give back to these kids every way I can.
Well, good for you, man. That's a beautiful thing. I'm glad that you you said you got titanium in your back.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. You're like an X-Man. You're cool, man. That's cool.
So for a couple of minutes, man, they thought I had a screw loose. All my friends thought it was kind of funny.
Badooch. Listen, man. If somebody gave me titanium in my – you know what I need? I need titanium in my forearm. I could start hitting people.
I even have them in my neck, too. I had a disc wound out of my neck for years.
Oh, wow. Are you RoboCop? You RoboCop?
Not quite, but I'm working toward it. Maybe by the time I'm 65, I'll become a RoboCop.
Hey, listen, man. If I had titanium on a body like you, I'd be running around telling people I'm the Terminator. Hey, cool.
Hey, one more thing you said about the dinner table. Don't start calling.
Go ahead, Philly Mac. Finish up. What?
At the dinner table on Thanksgiving, don't talk politics. That just makes it ugly. I get up and walk away. I'd rather go.
Yeah,
and
that's another good
cat.
Point. Don't talk. Listen, you know what I like to do, Philly Mac, in Thanksgiving?
What's that?
I don't want to talk to nobody. Let everybody else argue and yell about stuff. I don't want to be involved.
Exactly.
I don't care.
I'll come home and hang out with my cat.
Yeah, I don't got no opinion.
Mr. Fallone, yeah?
Man, I don't have an opinion on nothing. Don't ask me. Don't ask me nothing. I'm just here, and I'm leaving. Hey, Philly Mac, you have a good one, okay?
And, Shep, God bless you and your family, too.
Appreciate you, Philly Mac. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Too. God bless.
All right, take it easy. He's RoboCop over there. I had to bring levity to it, Shep, okay? It's like, hey, I got titanium on my back. I got it in my neck. I'm like, this guy's a RoboCop. He is. Why not? Hey, Barry's calling from Boston. What's up, Barry?
Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Yeah, thank you. What's up?
Hey, I know you're leaving tomorrow, so you won't be around for the...
No. I ain't leaving tomorrow. I'm leaving here in like 3 minutes.
Okay, sorry. you won't be for tomorrow night's top six list, which is my favorite part of the week. But anyway, Cowboys, Lions on Thanksgiving is the best thing in the world. And I love it. And I know we have 49ers and the Seahawks, and it's fantastic. So I'm not a betting man, but what do you think if I throw a C note down on the Cowboys, the Lions, and the Seahawks? What are your opinions of that?
What, you trying to hit a parlay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the worst betting man in the world.
I don't know, man. I like the 49ers. I could be wrong, of course.
I know.
But I like the
49ers.
Listen, if you want to be a little risque, then you go ahead and you pick them Seahawks, okay?
Well, it's at Seahawks.
Yeah, I know. They're going to be up in Seattle. I know.
Yeah, well, that helps a little bit, brother.
Yeah, well, home field. Yeah, but I like the Niners. So, which
all right? So when you're at the Thanksgiving table, okay? No politics, no religion, and I couldn't agree with you more. Don't talk and listen. Just listen to your family because they're all crazy. Of course, we know that, and my family's all crazy. So just sit back and listen because you have 2 years.
You have two ears and one mouth for a reason. Do twice as much listening.
Good point. Well, thank you, Barry. Appreciate you, man. Right, have brother. A good one.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To you as well. Paul from Rhode Island, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, what is this? Oh, my God. Is that a dragon? You know what? In all due respect, Chef, how long was he on hold?
3.5 hours.
Oh, my God. He was on hold for how long?
I checked in with him a couple times. 3.5 hours.
He called in at like 30 minutes into the show?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's the. Wasn't that the guy who sounds like
Peter Griffin?
Like Peter Griffin, right?
Yes, yes. He's your favorite. I know.
Didn't he realize it? Never mind. Anyway, do I have time for anything else, or should I just like pack up and leave?
Ike is passionate. If you give him a 30-second time frame, I think he can make it.
Can he do it in 30? I don't think.
Let's hope so.
He can't. Go ahead, Ike.
Yes. All I wanted to say is I disagree wholeheartedly with what Tom Brady had to say. And if he really wants to show that he's knows what he's talking about, putting the suit back up and get back out there.
Okay. Thank you, Ike, from Indianapolis. He won't do that, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's the point. He's done, so now he can say what he wants. He got it in, Shep, for a minute. I was there, thought he was not going to do it. But he did it.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know what? You set an expectation, and people will exceed it, JR.
People are still hitting me. People are asking me about the Repo Man's YouTube channel. Hey, Repo Man, do me a favor, Repo Man.
He should host shows tomorrow.
Yeah, Repo Man, send me your YouTube so I can share it, man. People are asking, what's the Repo Man's YouTube channel? Repo Man is more popular on my own show than me. Repo Man. All right, folks, I'm done. I'm cooked, okay? I'll be back Monday night at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Chef, what are you doing, Thursday and Friday?
Thursday, Friday, and my Sunday usual, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern time. JR, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, man.
You too. Who's coming up next?
Oh, the great Rich Herrera.
Rich Herrera's coming up next. The JR Sport Brief Show's done. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm gone. Bye. Thank you, Chef.
We all know cats are intelligent. Felix Cat Insurance was able to secretly record two cats on a hidden microphone. Let's listen in.
Did you hear the one about the three dogs at the park?
That's old, like four lives ago. But did you hear about the new pet insurance just for cats from felixcatinsurance.com?
Of course. What do I look like, a dog?
When you're coughing up a furball. Yes. Listen, Felix Cat Insurance plans start at under $1 per day and are as unique as you and me. They call it whisker-to-tail protection.
Even furballs?
Even that. Remember the last time you had a furball? I made a TikTok. It went viral.
Oh, that's good. Wait, you're on social media?
There you have it. Felix Cat Insurance. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.
Is your inbox overflowing with Black Friday deals? The deal you won't want to miss is Blinds.com's biggest event all year. Save up to 50% site-wide at the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. For over 25 years, Blinds.com has provided a better way to buy window treatments. 100% online, so there's no showroom markups or waiting hours to get a quote from pushy salespeople. And you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com's upfront pricing. From premium shades, blinds, shutters, and more. DIY, or let us handle measure and installation for you. Plus, get a free consultation with our Blinds.com design experts, always ready to help you make the perfect selection. They'll even ship free samples right to your door. No matter how many windows you have, installation is one low cost, and every purchase is backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday sale now. Get up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.